إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد Welcome all of you, barakallahu fikum. Continue reading from the explanation of كتاب التوحيد من الملخص في شرح كتاب التوحيد لفضيلة الشيخ الوالد الدكتور صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى باب من الشرك لبس الحلقة والخيط ونحوهما لرفع البلاء أو دفعه. This is chapter number 7 in كتاب التوحيد. To wear a ring, a twine, or anything similar to them for prevention or lifting of harm or affliction is an act of shirk. So pay attention to the title of this chapter. To wear a ring, a twine, or anything similar to them. But for this is the condition I want you to pay attention to, but for prevention or lifting of harm or affliction is an act of shirk. So not anybody who has a ring on, that's this may apply on them. No, that's condition. And then the Shaykh here, he mentioned, as for the proofs in this chapter, one ayah in Surah Az-Zumar, two narrations, the hadith of Imran ibn Husayn and Uqba ibn Amir and an athar and a hadith of Hudhayfa as well, which is an athar actually in the end of this chapter. So he says, the Shaykh, من الشرك لبس الحلقة والخيط ونحوهما لرفع البلاء أو دفعه وقول الله تعالى في سورة الزمر قل أفرأيتم ما تدعون من دون الله إن أرادني الله بضر هل هن كاشفات ضره أو أرادني برحمة هل هن ممسكات رحمته قل حسبي الله عليه يتوكل المتوكلون. Surah Az-Zumar, Ayah 38. Say, tell me then the things that you invoke besides Allah. If Allah intended some harm for me, could they remove His harm? Or if Allah intended some mercy for me, could they withhold His mercy? Say, sufficient for me is Allah. In Him, those who trust, meaning the believers, must put their trust. قال الشيخ في شرح هذا الباب أولا مناسبة هذا الباب لكتاب التوحيد. First of all, the Shaykh, he tells us the relevance of this chapter in كتاب التوحيد. قال أنه يتضمن ذكر شيء مما يضاد التوحيد وهو التماس رفع الضر أو دفعه من غير الله وللتحذير منه فإن التوحيد يعرف بضده. So now this is the book of Tawheed. But the chapter doesn't mention this word Tawheed at all. As you see the title of the chapter, we didn't hear the word of Tawheed mentioned. Rather, he's talking about it is from shirk to wear anything that is around. That's what Sheikh Fawzan, Habrat Ta'ala, he says, Al-Halqa, kullu shay'in mustadir. Anything that is around, as a necklace, as a ring, but with intention that thing, believing that things can prevent harm and the like, it is shirk. So the Shaykh, he says, the connection that this chapter has with the Tawheed, because it deals with something that is from the opposite of Tawheed. Okay? Here it deals with things that they are not from Tawheed. Rather, they negate Tawheed. Such things is wearing certain things or believing that certain things may repel harm or prevent it. And that's only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And the Shaykh, he mentioned this to warn against these things. To warn against these things. He says, Tawheed, also it is known when you know its opposite. And there is a statement that the Arabs, they says, وَبِأَدْدَادِهَا تُعْرَفُ الْأَشْيَاءُ. If you want to know something clearly, get to know more its opposites. You appreciate the heat? Why? Yeah, because you know cold. That's what it is. You appreciate a nice night of sleep, huh? Even if you have no money. Why? Because you woke up, because you stay awake. Because you stayed awake a couple of days maybe because of an illness and pain. Now you appreciate. Tayyib. Now the Shaykh is explaining some of the wordings in this chapter. He says, when the Shaykh says, Mina shirki, it is considered as an act of shirk. قَالَ أَيْ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ الْأَكْبَرِ. It is considered from major shirk. Because shirk is a minor and major shirk. He says, it is considered from major shirk. If he believe, now that the Shaykh is giving details, if he believe that these things benefits or prevent harm by itself. That thing, that's it benefits. It brings benefit. Those rings and twines, they bring benefit or they repel harm. That's major shirk. Because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings good and repel harm. أو من الشرك الأصغر إن اعتقد أنها سبب للنفع والضر. But also it could be a minor shirk if that person thinks that those objects he has on himself, they are means to bring good and to repel harm. Just means. Okay? المعنى الإجمالي للآية. The general meaning of this verse in Surah Az-Zumar. يأمر الله سبحانه وتعالى نبيه محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يسأل المشركين سؤال إنكار عن أصنامهم التي يعبدونها مع الله سبحانه وتعالى هل تقدر على النفع والضر. Here in this ayah is the command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask the polytheists, to ask him this question, but Allah knows the answer. The answer is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But just this is a way, when you ask them a question, knowing that they don't have the answer to it. Okay? Ask them about these idols that they worship beside Allah or along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do they have any power or ability to bring good or to repel harm? فلا بد أن يعترفوا بعجزها عن ذلك. So it is a must, the Shaykh says, that they acknowledge their failure to do these things. These idols, cannot, they know. They make those things by their own hands. They know that idol, if they don't move him, he don't move. If they don't wipe out dust, he ain't gonna do it himself. They know that. فَإِذَا كَانَ كَذَلِكَ بَطَلَتْ عِبَادَتُهَا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. If this is the case, they should not be worshipped beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It can bring no good, no benefit. Actually, they can't even repel harm for themselves. If somebody knocked them out, they got knocked out. Somebody took an axe and began to destroy them, they can even say, what you doing? Nothing. They don't even know what's been happening to them. Subhanallah. So if this is the case, they should not be worshipped beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Munasabatul ayati lil bab. And now, as you know, the Shaykh, he has a manhaj. He follows points and a specific plan in his explanation. Alhamdulillah. Now he mentioned the relevance of the ayah to the chapter. Why Shaykh Al-Imam Al-Mujaddid Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahu ta'ala chose precisely this ayah 38 of Surah Az-Zumar as a chapter for the as a proof for this chapter. قال لأن فيها دليل على بطلان الشرك ولبس الحلقة والخيط من ذلك لا يكشف الضر ولا يمنع منه. He chose this ayah because it contains, this ayah is a proof for the falseness and falsehood of shirk. Shirk is false, is falsehood. And that wearing a thread and a twine is from that, from shirk. And wearing the thread or twine does not repel harm or prevent harm from happening to the people. Yes, there are certain people that they do that. There are people, they have, they wear certain, objects, whether they're made out of metal, or made out of wool, or thread. Some people, they wrap them around their wrists. Some, they wrap them around their neck. Some around their waist. And feet, and the life. And they believe that as long as they have these things around them and on them, nothing gonna happen to them. Nothing. They're safe. Some they even put it on their animals. They have camels, they put it around their necks, they have horses. And if somebody would take a pair of scissors and cut those things, these are the things that are supposed to prevent a person being stabbed, for example. But if that person take a knife or take a pair of scissors and cut those things, they be torn into pieces. Now that person, he's the one who's going to fight for them, to protect them. Alhamdulillah. Alladhi afana. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protect us from that. We ask Allah al-thabata ala tawheed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firmness upon tawheed. ما يستفاد من الآية؟ What is some of the benefits from this ayah? First of all, we'll listen to you first, inshallah ta'ala. No. If you make an eye contact with me, I mean like I understood it like you got something. So you got to say something. Ayna?
Nothing harm you unless Allah decrees it.
Ayna? Some of the benefits, ya ikhwan, from the verse, huh?
That wearing a bracelet is not shirk unless you believe that it has power to.
Unless a person believe, uh-huh.
So not you, but yeah,
person. Hey, no, Allah
be. You can ask somebody a rhetorical question and they can come to a conclusion from that question.
Ahsant, no. Hey, Naam. Alhamdulillah.
You can wear a ring, but as long as not with the intentions of believing that it prevents harm.
Hey. Naam. Hey, Abdurrahman.
The Shaykh mentioned that the believing that the ring or whatever you're wearing repels harm is major shirk. Mm-hmm. And then he said that the believing that it is a means to do so, only that it is a means to do so, is the minor shirk.
Ayna, tafsir, ahsant, Tariq.
I was going to say the same thing.
I want to hear it from you.
Yeah. I was going to say, depends on the person, what their belief is, whether it's major or minor shirk.
In those things.
In those things, yes.
Ayna, tayyib. Number one. Jazakumullah khair for your contributions. Number one, بطلان الشرك لأن كل ما يعبد من دون الله لا يملك ضرا ولا نفعا لعابده. أولا بطلان الشرك لأن كل ما يعبد من دون الله لا يملك ضرا ولا نفعا لعابده. The invalidity of shirk, polytheism. For whatever is worshipped besides Allah, whatever is worshipped besides Allah is absolutely incapable of being. Incapable of bringing benefit or causing harm for those who worship them. Okay? The invalidity of polytheism for whatever is worshipped besides Allah is absolutely incapable for bringing benefits or causing harm for those people who worship those objects. Okay? Number two. Now I'm going to say it in Arabic and I want you to give me some words. Alright? I want like five or seven brothers. Each one of you remember one word in Arabic. Can you do that?
No.
All right. Everybody, remember one. I want those five. Raise your hand. Because if I don't do that, now people, they're just like, maybe he's the other one. This, and we end up with one person. Now, we have Uthman, Hassan, Muhammad, Abdurrahim, and Abdullah. Okay. طيب. التحذير من لبس الحلقة والخيط وغيرها لجلب النفع أو دفع الضر لأنه شرك من جنس ما يراد من الأصنام. التحذير من لبس الحلقة والخيط وغيرها لجلب النفع أو دفع الضر، لأنه شرك من جنس ما يراد من الأصنام. طيب، نعم، إذ ما لجلب نعم حسن
التحذير
نعم محمد دفع الضر نعم
من
ما شاء الله you got it right من هنا who else طارق عبد الرحيم الأصنامي أحسنت. Now we go back now to those. What you said, Uthman, لجلبي. What that mean? You know what it mean? طيب حسن.
I said the wrong word.
حسن. التحذير. نعم.
Remove harm.
نعم دفع الضر.
من from.
From. Mm.
Idol.
Idol. تحذير is warning. تحذير warning. الحمد لله. الحمد لله. Wearing rings, strings, or their like for the sake of deriving benefits or avoiding harm is strongly denounced, is warned against. Such acts of polytheism are similar to worshipping idols. Now, so wearing rings, strings, now people, they have some strings on, or they're like things that other people wear. But here is the important thing that you remember. For the sake of deriving benefits or averting harm. That's why. Not for some other reason. Okay? That's strongly denounced, okay, and prohibited. Such acts of polytheism are similar to worshipping idols, wal'iyadu billah. Because those people who worship idols, they go to them and they like assist us, like a time of war, they want to go for war, they go to the idols. And they ask the idols to help them for victory. Somebody's sick, they go to the idols, help us. They want children, they go and ask the idols. So they want good, when they want to repel harm from themselves, they go to the idols. Same thing. That person will have those threads or strings or rings for the purpose to bring them benefits. As long as he has that strength, he'll never get fired. See? As long as he has that strength, his business booming. Can make more money. Like that string bring him money. But if he sell that string, nobody give him a dime for it. It's not even worth a dime. Right? Give me a nickel, man. Get out of my way, man. I ain't nothing. Go put it in the trash. And now he thinks like it's going to give him millions. As long as he keep that, that's what's bringing him all the rizq. Likewise, they think just that little thing keep the business from falling and burning. But if you set it on the fire, it'll burn in 3 seconds. 3 seconds. Can't even repel the harm from itself. Now he's gonna... La ilaha illallah. No.
It's not required for nowadays people wearing a kind of armband that would help them with the balance.
No, the mashayikh, they said it's not permissible. If they believe that those things have some power or whatever or something, because the cure is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, as for thinking that that thing, you know, itself cure, that's a problem. If, as opposed for medication, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tadawwa ibadallah, seek cure by taking medications, but those medications are taken from the right people who they know what medication is. Not everybody prescribe for everybody anything. No, you go to the doctor, you go to the pharmacist, you know, somebody who studied that field. You don't just go to anybody, do you have something for me? Well, what you get? I don't know, I was spitting blood, man. I don't know, something hurt inside. Man, you gotta go to the doctor. We're talking to somebody like that. Okay? Number 3, mashru'iyyatu munadharati al-mushrikeen li-ibtali shirki. It is permissible to encounter the polytheists by debates, discussion, to refute their false doctrines. It is permissible to encounter the polytheists by debates and discussions, but with the purpose to refute their false doctrines. But this is not for everybody. Alright? This is for certain people who they have knowledge. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahu ta'ala, he says, but only for those people who have knowledge. Knowledge of Tawheed and knowledge of the Shubuhas of the Mushrikeen. Because they're going to go and talk to somebody and they cast Shubha. Doubt after doubt, question after question. If you don't know how to encounter them, and they got you. And especially if you go to people who they may already know about this Tawheed, but they reject it. So this is not for anybody to just go ahead and say, listen, come here, man. I want to sit, have a debate with you. No, this is for those people who have some knowledge. Number 4, وجوب الاعتماد على الله وحده وتفويض الأمور كلها إليه. وجوب الاعتماد. What is وجوب? وجوب. From what? What is the closest word to it? What is the closest word to it that you may understand in Arabic? That you may have heard? Wajib. See? Wajib wujub. No, it is obligatory. وجوب مناظرة المشركين لإبطال الشرك. The obligation of relying. وجوب الاعتماد. وجوب الاعتماد على الله. وجوب الاعتماد على الله وحده وتفويض الأمور كلها إليه. The obligation of relying entirely on Allah and trusting Him. It is obligatory to rely entirely on Allah, to depend, to tawakkul entirely on Allah and trust in Him. وتفويض الأمور. تفويض, it means to put the things in the hands of Allah. Like for example, me and you, we're partners. Okay? Me and you, we start some business, for example. But for whatever reason, maybe because I'm busy, or maybe you're better than me in that business, I just went there with my money, but you're better. فَوَّتُ لَكَ الْأَمْرِ. Okay? I put the things in your hand, like, you decide. You know what I'm saying? You understand now? So now, because you know better in that business, or maybe I travel a lot, whatever the reason, maybe the business, it's somewhere in your area, not in mine. So I say, فَوِّدُ لَكَ الْأَمْرُ أَكْتُبُ لَكَ تَفْوِيدُ. I write a tafweed for you. It's like a power of authority or something like that. You know, like, you go ahead, man. You do it. But all of the affairs, we have tafweed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, we put all of the affairs in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, anything that you do, ya akhwan, you don't... There's not certain things that you do that you can do it on your own without Allah's assistance. You know what I'm talking about? Even sneezing. You think you sneeze just because you can, because you sneeze without Allah's? SubhanAllah, Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan has some nice talk, and Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen too, I read for both of them some nice stuff on just sneezing. And that's why the reason it was legislated for us to say what after sneezing? Alhamdulillah. You know why you say Alhamdulillah? Why?
The heart stop.
Huh?
The heart stop.
Like the heart stop?
The heart. The heart.
Skips a beat.
Hold on. Let's hear Muhammad bin Salih. Al Ethiopi. Nazal Uthaymeen. Naam Muhammad bin Salih.
Sneeze, like, you know, we stop breathing, you know.
You stop breathing? I don't think you can breathe when you're sneezing, can you?
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
So when we come back, so we say Alhamdulillah, so we're
not. MashaAllah. What else? Hassan.
Does Adam alayhi salam say Alhamdulillah after he sneezes?
I'm just listening. You asked me, or you just sharing with us?
Sharing.
Ah, you're sharing. Okay, mashallah, I'm listening. Mashallah. Go ahead, somebody else? No.
The sneezing is like performs like a function. Sometimes you need it. So we say Alhamdulillah, because if you're not able to sneeze, it causes some kind of problem. I don't know exactly, like a medical thing. Sneezing alleviates some kind of
لا شك لأن الله خلق كل شيء لحكمة. Everything is a purposeful. Everything we do, there is a reason and wisdom behind it. Also, from what I remember from the Mashayikh mentioned, he says also when you sneeze, it has some power with it. Right or wrong? Huh? Do you just sneeze like this? Man, you have. Everything moves, he says. Huh? It's strong. And he says, and you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that with all of that strength, but everything stays in order. Nothing comes out of your nose. Your lungs come in with it and all that. SubhanAllah. You thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he says, when you sneeze, that strength and that power, it's like, even though it's on a small ratio, but it's still powerful. He says, look, when an earthquake or something, or if somebody crash, like somebody driving and hit a wall, what happened? Damage, right? Well, you run to a wall.
Damage.
And you were really running fast. What happened?
Damage.
Some damage caused. Whether on a wall or yourself or both. But now look, there is some power with the sneezing. But still, every organ and every thing stays in its place. So then you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praise Him for that. Can you imagine whenever you sneeze, you lose a tooth? You sneeze, what else?
Nosebleed,
or something happened to you inside, something moved, or there's a little fracture, little split, or little crack in your bone, and then you sneeze another time, you get bigger, and you sneeze, you get bigger. You know what I'm saying? It's like sometimes when you hit a wall, and you just crack a little bit, right? If you hit it again, you get bigger. If you hit it again, it may fall. Alhamdulillah. I will stop here, inshallah ta'ala. We'll continue next time. Inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khairan, barakallahu feekum, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.